You're right, you know, it is a headphone graveyard over here.
It is.
Oh, these aren't working now either.
No, I've only got one set in here, so I can't help you out.
That's not good enough, Victoria.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, no, these are knackered. Can't hear a thing. I'm gonna have to go around the building and go find some headphones now.
I know, yeah.
How are you fixed for flying solo?
I've been flying solo for the last week, so I'm used to it now.
Yeah, I'm not on about minding kids now.
No, you're on about headphones.
Yeah, I'm on about being on the air. Are you okay if I vanish for like 30 seconds?
Go for it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to the lovely listeners.
What are you going to talk to them about?
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
No, don't, no singing.
All right, okay. I'm not allowed to sing.
No, you can, but off air.
You know, we're trying to add audience, you know.
I know.
No, but you have a beautiful...
Hang on a second.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
What are you trying to say?
You have a beautiful singing voice.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Just...
We're not going to lose any listeners just because I'm singing a song on the radio.
I would put money on that.
All
right. I'm going to go now.
Okay.
I'll be back in... What? No, do you need something to talk about?
No, I've got plenty to talk about.
Conor McGregor is trying to buy OnlyFans.
Hang on a second, what?
All right, that's your topic.
Conor McGregor is trying to buy OnlyFans. Oh, I've got so many questions.
Okay, well, talk to yourself. I'll be back in a minute, okay?
How on earth does Conor McGregor suddenly want to buy OnlyFans? That's the most bizarre thing I've heard in a long time, although everything that comes out of his mouth is fairly bizarre. So how much would OnlyFans cost to buy? That thing's become absolutely massive now. And the amount of stuff that they actually do on it is bizarre. It's not really just about... I can't even remember what it was set up for in the first place, can you?
I'm back!
Oh, he's back. What was OnlyFans set up for in the first place? It wasn't what we think it was it? It was for something else.
No.
It was for famous people.
It was basically... The idea behind OnlyFans was... it was people who were well-known... Who could set up their own subscription.
That's it.
But it just inevitably drifted into...
Really quickly it drifted into that.
That's where they make all of their money. Why are you making that hand gesture? She just did... You know that thing when you're seven and you're trying to show somebody that you're talking about boobs? Vic just did that thing with her two hands. Nobody can see you, love.
I know. Well, you can.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Yeah. I did just do that.
The OnlyFans is a phenomenon. It really is.
That's what it started as.
It started as giving people a platform for subscription services. Yeah. But like you could be into pottery, and there's a fella on there that makes pottery.
See, that's the thing.
You pay €3 a month or $3 a month to watch him do his thing. Then there's a load of people showing off their feet.
I had a list here, didn't I, of the strangest things that people are doing on OnlyFans. Isn't there a girl that dries her hair with a hairdryer while speaking about fairy tales or something?
There's a Japanese lady that eats sushi.
Is there?
She has millions of followers.
She just sits there eating sushi.
Sits there eating sushi. People just watch her eating.
Okay,
it's very bizarre. But I'm telling you, there's a market for the weirdness out there.
There actually is.
There really is.
I might sign up for it, you know.
Yeah, your man is looking to buy OnlyFans and they've given it a price of about 8 billion.
Is that how much it is?
That's how much it's worth. There's a girl over in the States. I don't know. I think she's the highest earner on it. She's doing something like... I think she's making $3 million a month.
I don't know, lads.
We're really at the wrong crack. Everybody.
This is a genuine question. This is to you and to me, genuine question. Are we stupid? Like, are we being left behind? Are we stupid? Are we just not cottoning on to the fact that this is how you make your money now in today's world?
For certain people who are lucky enough to be aesthetically pleasing,
yes,
they're making a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know.
But by all accounts, as you just said, there's a market for weirdness out there.
Do you think there's a market out there? If I set up an OnlyFans, that there's a market out there for a large 6'5" sodded turf from Mayo.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
Talking about Michael Collins.
Whatever. There's obviously a weird niche market for it.
Well, I know what I'm doing at 9 o'clock this morning. Do you know, I'd be happy with 2 subscribers.
Absolutely.
£6 a month. Buy me a cup of tea, wouldn't it?
Ugh, it's making me gag.
Only Fandangos.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
What is your OnlyFans offering, please? 0868104106. Lads, I am lethal with a trowel. I wonder, would somebody... You probably would. You know, it's really satisfying to watch someone really skillful with a trowel. Slapping cement onto a wall and building blocks. Is it just me?
No, think, very satisfying.
Yeah, it is.
Almost as satisfying, I think, as putting paint on a roller and painting a wall.
Yeah, just watching people do things skillfully. Like, it's, yeah, listen, do a troll man. Who is that? That's
Trowel
Benny.
Troll man.
Hello, that's, Benny.
It's kind of, there's a ring to that, you know. Troll man.
Yeah, no, you, troll man, if you really want to up the subscribers, you're going to have to do it in your jocks.
Are
you? Yeah, you are. To get all those weird Japanese businessmen locking on for a fiver a month.
You're right, actually.
What's your OnlyFans offering?
Mine, I'm the whistling jukebox, I'd say.
Oh, so you just sit there whistling songs?
Yeah, well, you tell me in the message thing what song you want me to whistle and I'll whistle it, unless I don't know it. And if that's the case, I have to get someone else in to whistle it for you.
Okay. Rihanna, We Found Love.
I'll do it for you. Ready?
Yeah, go on.
Don't make me laugh because I can't whistle if I'm laughing. Don't make me laugh, I said.
Come on, I'm paying a fiver a month for this.
I'm laughing.
Subscription cancelled. Flink. I'm going over to Troll Man. Why are the Brits so good at queuing?
Oh, I don't know. We're also good at keeping off the grass. But anyway, go on. Yeah.
So, 5,000 strangers stood together. Worcester? Worcester?
Worcester.
Is that like your sauce? Worcestershire sauce?
Worcester sauce.
No, it's Worcestershire.
No, it's Worcester sauce.
But why do you spell it like Worcestershire sauce? Anyway, Worcester.
Yeah.
With loads of unnecessary letters.
Yeah.
So, 5,000 people queued for hours in the lashing rain. Not for a concert, not for a game.
Okay.
To help a 5-year-old boy fighting a rare aggressive leukemia.
Oh, wow.
So the parents made this plea looking for a life-saving stem cell transplant.
Wow.
And it just went viral in the area. 5,000 people queued up to give a little blood sample.
That's lovely.
But all the rubbish that's going on in the world at the moment.
Isn't that lovely?
Little stories like that are magic. So it was an extraordinary day because thousands of people lined up in Worcestershire and to be swabbed just to see if they were a match to save his little life. They won't know for a while. But with that kind of odds, chances are they're going to...
That gives you faith in humanity when you hear things like that.
It does indeed. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Radio, what's going on?
Okay, the Spice Girls have been talking about a reunion all over again.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, like, this, what? Please.
Why?
No, just don't go away.
Do you know what I mean? Like, either do it or don't. Like,
it's 30 years of this, will we, won't we? And they did get back together as a four ball, didn't they? A four ball, like it's a game of golf.
No, they did. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Missing one, yeah. But anyway, Mel B has commented on the possibility of a 30th anniversary Spice Girls tour.
Mm.
That's pretty much it.
No, Victoria won't turn up because she's busy.
I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Jerry Halliwell is too busy wearing white all the time.
That's it.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to be
happening. Actually, now that you mentioned it, I've never noticed that. She does wear white all the time.
You should go to the comments section in the Daily Mail. Every time there's an article on it and she's wearing white, the comment section is, you know, I love the comment section, but it's very funny. Yeah, she only wears white now. White or cream.
Okay.
All the time.
All right, well, it is the season and everything, you
well,
know?
Well, no.
Kind of a summery vibe.
It's all year round. And okay. It's because I think there's something to do with wealth and wearing white.
Does she carry pineapples around with her? Isn't that that was the sign of opulence back in the day?
It was it?
Yeah, carrying pineapples about like hundreds of years ago. If you had a pineapple, the lads used to walk around with pineapples hanging off their trousers.
No, they didn't. You've just made that up.
I swear to you.
How can you have a pineapple hanging off your trouser?
You tie it around, you walk around town. Look at me. This was the Rolex of the day, having a pineapple.
I never knew that.
Across the UK and parts of Ireland, you will see pineapples on top of walls. Do you ever see those pineapple kind of stone structures? Yeah, opulence and wealth.
And sometimes you see them on the end of curtain rods.
They were complete luxury items. Only so many of them came into the country, so only the wealthy could own them.
I
could buy them. So, like, fellas walking around, look at that boy, got a pineapple. Whole pineapples.
I tell you what, you learn something new every day. Whoopi Goldberg has revealed on Today Show that she's a host on that she hasn't worn a certain undergarment for quite a long time.
Do we need to know?
Yeah, have
really?
A listen. Yeah.
I have not worn a bra.
No, she doesn't.
In 50 years.
Well, they're torture devices. They're torture devices.
Oof. Because I didn't understand. It's too uncomfortable.
They are uncomfortable.
And I just, and I don't mind if they hit the floor. They're mine.
I don't want to be reminded by feeling that.
Oh, no, but this is what you do. You're walking, and then you think, hey, girl.
Like Box Bowen.
What was it? You had something about a bra. Who was it? Who invented the bra?
Oh,
something about that recently.
Oh, what was his name again?
I can't remember.
Oh, German lad.
Yeah.
Stop him flopping. Chat up lines are making a comeback. I'm just saying.
All right. Okay.
They're coming back. They've rebranded them and they're called Riz lines.
Riz.
Yeah. Have you got a bit of Riz? Riz is kind of a, how did you define Riz?
It's like flavour.
You got a bit of, you just a bit of attitude.
Bit of swag.
Bit of swag, you know?
Flavour, flav.
My 8-year old was educating me on Riz lines in the back of the car the other day.
Good lord.
Yeah, honest to God. This is like, you know when your kid says something funny, then you have to pull out your phone, hit record, and go, what was that you were saying again? So you can capture it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a good what? A Riz line?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
A really good one.
Yeah.
Are you trash? Because I want to take you out.
Where'd you get that from?
I just made it up.
No, you didn't.
It's a good. I said.
Smooth, Caleb.
Yeah. Are you trash? Because I want to take you out.
I like it, Caleb.
You definitely didn't get that from YouTube.
100%. He gave me another one. He was like something about the alphabet. How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Yeah. He said, Dad, I have another one. I know the 21 letters in the alphabet. It's like, there's 26. Yeah, but you forgot. U-R-A-Q-T.
Ah!
Wow. I'm like, that's,
oh, wow.
That's my boy.
Wow. He's got skills, you know.
He's got YouTube, you know. So I want your Riz lines. Bring it back. I know they're cheesy and they're very gammy, but they are funny.
And
if you're like, okay, you're a single lady in a bar.
Okay.
All right, this donkey walks up to you. Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a strong connection.
No. Oh, God.
Would it crack a smile? No?
Yeah, it would.
Are you French? Because I fell for you.
Yeah.
Is your dad a boxer? Because you are a knockout.
Hey.
Do you like Star Wars?
Yeah,
you do.
I do, yeah.
Because Yoda won for me.
Hey.
I'm yours.
Hey, is your name Google? You're everything I've been searching for.
Like, they're corny, but they're kind of funny.
Come on, if you wanted to break the ice with somebody, these were. Are you a time traveler? Because I can't imagine my future without you.
Oh, I like that one, Casey.
Single lads of Cork. This is what you're missing, lads.
Chat up night. Riz lines.
You're missing the Riz.
Yeah. Someone out there's got to have a story. Your old man came up to me and he said this stupid line, and now we're married.
Yeah.
That stupid line?
I have a load of land. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast. You know the word Riz, Casey, comes from charisma.
That's
schooled this morning. How did I not make that connection?
I didn't make it either.
Hey, Lucy's 9. Hey, Lucy.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Hey!
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate it. Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. Lucy, that's going to work someday. Someday, Lucy, drop that Riz line.
Yeah.
Right, who have we got there? Owen, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine this morning. Thanks very much.
Owen, have you got a good chat-up line for me?
most of them couldn't be said at this hour of the morning, so we'll try it clear. Did it hurt?
What? What hurt, Owen?
When you fell from the heavens into my life.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking
classic,
about.
Classic, that's a classic, Owen.
Are you in a relationship with anybody, Owen? Or are you single, lad? What's going on?
I'm single.
Okay, all right. So I'll have 10 amazing Riz lines in your WhatsApp by the end of the show. Okay,
that's just what he needs.
All right, listen, buddy. The best
I'll video myself doing each one.
Would you mind? That'd be great.
Do that.
It's all about the content, Owen.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Owen, what international cola drinks company is based in Cork?
Pepsi.
Name Liverpool's manager, please.
Ernie Slot.
What tree do you get chestnuts from?
Horse chestnut tree.
Question number four. Who is Gracie Abrams' boyfriend?
That's Paul Mescal.
That's correct. Question number five. Who played Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Robert Downey Jr.
Question number six. Who was the very first president of the USA?
George Washington.
Question number seven. What year did Michael Jackson play in Cork? He was in
1989.
Okay, question number eight. What is the chemical symbol for gold?
AU.
Question number nine. What is the name of the Hobbit in Lord of the Rings?
Which one? Frodo.
Going for Frodo. Okay, question number 10. What is the name of the fictional continent in Game of Thrones? What's the continent in Game of Thrones?
Westeros. No, that's the city, isn't it?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Right, let's go. Pepsi is correct. Arnie Slot is correct. The horse chestnut tree, Paul Mescal and Robert Downey Jr. The very first president was George Washington. Chemical symbol for gold, AU. Now, what is the name of the Hobbit in Lord of the Rings? Is that a multi-answerable
question? Yes, five of them.
There's five men,
and then there's neighbours and cousins. And
yeah, but the main lad is Bilbo Baggins, right? But I suppose you're right.
Well, that would be the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings would be Frodo. And
I'm going to give you that one. Yeah, absolutely. What is the name of the fictional continent in Game of Thrones? Now, controversially, the buzzer had gone. You said Westeros, but that is the correct answer.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it was 1988.
I got Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, you were a year out.
I was trying to think because I was only a babby, and my mother wouldn't let me go because I had a bad ear infection and had to get grommets, and she wouldn't let me go to Michael Jackson. And I was trying to think what year that was.
Oh, that's a brilliant story, Owen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I never got to see Michael Jackson because my mother was afraid I'd hurt my ears.
Oh. She was only thinking of you.
She was. A wise woman.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you know the half of Cork, I think, watched Michael Jackson before it was Super Valley Park, Cueve, by sitting on the roofs up the north side of the houses. You could see, because the big stands weren't there, so you could see right down into the pitch.
Classic.
There was more people outside watching him than there was inside in the stadium. But anyway, 9 out of 10, buddy.
Come back again.
We'll have you back on. And it is a sickening one, I know. But listen, hey, you've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors and a load of chat up lines coming your way, all right?
Exactly. Riz, you've got the Riz, Owen.
All right, Owen.
I use those Riz.
Take it easy, buddy. Thanks for listening. Yeah, all right.
Have a good day.
Cheers, Owen. That's Owen. He's a nice old skin. I like Owen.
I do too.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow, lads and ladies. It's a grand for 60 seconds work if you want to play a pop quiz. Was there anybody listening? Were you at Jackson at Parky Creek? Was anybody there?
I'd love to know, yeah.
Oh, I'd imagine
some
so.
Some gig, I'd say.
Anyway, there you go. Weird that we had Pepsi in the quiz as well, because they were the sponsors of that world tour at the time, I think.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
So would Caoimhín Kelleher be the first Irishman to win a Premier League medal in 15, 16 years
a
maybe?
A long time.
Yeah. A long, long time. Attaboy, Caoimhín. Is he on the move?
Since he won the last time, I suppose.
Is he on? I know, yeah, that's true. But is he on the move?
Yeah, there's talk that Leeds United might be looking at him. I think he's even said himself he wants first team football. So look,
I heard a price tag for Caoimhín Kelleher, the Cork man, at 30 million.
Bargain. Pay it.
That's
incredible. Bargain at twice the price.
All right, Granny Grand Prix. The hype is building. The grannies are assembling. And it's lovely Ella. Hello, Ella.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Ella is 18 years old and she has nominated her granny to be part of the Granny Grand Prix. Ella, thank you for doing so. How did you break it to your gran?
I didn't actually tell her.
Oh, did you not? No. She knows she's doing this, by the way, does she?
She knows now, yeah.
I love it.
Brilliant.
Adeline.
Why have you nominated your granny? Like, what's the funniest thing she's ever done?
The funniest thing she's ever done? She shaved her head during lockdown thinking her hair would grow back, but it never did.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, bless her!
Why does she shave her head?
I don't know. Oh, no. She just does things like
crack.
That.
Just for the crack.
She's definitely our kind of granny. We love her.
Well, she was probably thinking she can't get into a hairdresser's. I might as well just shave it all off.
Yeah.
Was that it?
And she's been on the track before as well, so she's well able for it.
Wow. Oh, advantage here. Oh, my God.
We have a new favourite, lads.
We have a professional.
Hello, Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Eileen, when did you go around Watergrass Hill?
It's been 15 years since I was up there.
Okay.
All right, okay.
You'll fly it.
Muscle memory.
It will. You'll be back into it in no time. So we're going to get you suited and booted.
Yeah.
You're going to be up against four other amazing grannies from Cork. The winner of the Granny Grand Prix is going to get what, Vic?
You're going to get a one-night stay with dinner and bed and breakfast in the Metropole Hotel in Cork City.
All right, because they've just done up their new lobby and they want everyone to see how fancy it is.
Yeah.
Very fancy. They've just refurbished the front part of the Metropole, but we want to send you there. But it's got to be the quickest lap. It's got to be the quickest granny. Eileen, you probably can't remember what time you did that lap in, can you?
Oh, no, I got kicked off the track because I was in the front at the start.
Eileen, I love you already.
Oh, Eileen, you're a class act.
You're exactly what we're looking for the Granny Grand Prix.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for it's the second question I have for you. Is there any luck with growing the hair back?
Oh, I just figured that lockdown was going to be for a while, and I figured that I'd have some bit of length by the time we got back out in public, but I didn't.
Okay. All right.
I had to wear a hat for about 6 months. And to make it worse, it was in the summer because the first lockdown was in the spring, so we went into summer and I had a hat on the whole time.
So you're going down with a big woolly hat in the middle of summer.
Amazing.
Eileen, I love you. You're so much fun.
You're a legend. You're exactly what we're looking for the Granny Grand Prix.
Well done.
We will see you tomorrow at Watergrass Hill Go-Karting, okay?
At what time?
Wait, could you be there at 2 o'clock? Is that okay?
Yeah.
You're a star.
Well done, Eileen.
Can't wait to meet you, Eileen. And thank you so much as well. Ella and Adeline, who's in there in the mix as well. All right. Have a lovely morning. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good luck. Mad as a box of frogs.
I love it.
Granny Grand Prix is happening tomorrow. We've one more granny. Actually, two more to meet.
Yeah.
That we'll have a chat with tomorrow morning. And then the five of them are going to battle it out.
Yeah.
Down at Adventure Park, a.k.a. Watergrass Hill Go-Karting, with our commentator extraordinaire, Rory O'Hagan, everybody. Yes, we will have... We'll have a champion. The very first Granny Grand Prix champion is going to be coming up. We'll know on Thursday evening. David Guetta, Snoop Dogg. I'm trying to think of the original 90s song that was released. I don't know. Was it Felix or something? Don't You Want Me? Or
you definitely know it. Anyway.
I think so. Anyway, David Guetta, Sweat, 8:43, Cork's Good Times. Red FM, Granny Eileen. So much love coming in for Granny Eileen. That woman is an icon.
Isn't she?
All our lovely grannies. We got two more to meet for the Granny Grand Prix. Right, stand by. Vodafone have a €200 one for all voucher for you to win. Because with Vodafone, every connection counts. We're looking for your stories of... Did you meet somebody on a bus or a train or you were travelling and you just had an instant connection with them? You just started chatting over nothing. And next thing you know, you're swapping numbers and you're still besties right now, or even like yesterday's call. And Nikita's parents met while travelling and they're married. Vodafone believes every connection, no matter how small, has the power to make a big positive difference. So we're looking for your stories of connection. 0868104106. Get them into me now and we'll get back to... get back to your old connections in a little while. Get you a nice little gift from Vodafone. Coming up in a moment. Hey, I've got loads of Riz lines here as well.
Have you? Go on, son.
We're busy with the Rizzy. It's no longer chat up lines, everybody. You got to have Riz. You got to have charisma. Right. And if you're thinking of approaching somebody in the office, in the workplace, in a pub, at college or school, Riz lines are the way forward, yeah?
Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
I have no idea, darling.
Enough to break the ice.
Hey!
You know
that
not sure about that voice.
Yeah, Phil.
Do you know how a polar bear...
Phil, soften it up there a small bit, lad. Yeah, good man.
My type.
Ian.
Oh, sorry.
Give you a keyboard because you're really my type.
I love that.
That's cute.
That's fantastic. Right, Riz Lines.
Are you from the Caribbean? Because you're making me crazy.
Oh, oh, I love it.
More Riz Lines, please.
Dear snowflake, I promise I'll never melt away from your heart.
No, oh, that's very cute. Can I be your snowflake? I'll never melt away from your heart.
Oh my God, that's cute.
Oh, Jenny's been on to me. Jenny used to be a guard / police officer.
Okay.
Morning, guys. How are you doing? I don't know if you've heard this one before, but a guy that I'd actually arrested and I was booking him in to custody, and he turned around in front of loads of guys and he said, are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you. I have never laughed so much. Obviously didn't go on a date with him, but oh my God, best shadow flight ever.
Jenny, that's amazing.
Oh wow, I love it.
You should have went on a date with him. You were halfway there. You had the handcuffs on him.
Oh my God.
Red FM's cash machine.
It's €209,000 on this here breakfast show in Cork. These are the amazing jackpots you can win when you wake up at Cork's Red FM. And listen right across the day, because it's €209,000 guaranteed. And it's going to go on Friday. If you want to play Cash Machine and win this incredible amount of money, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and all the T's and C's are at redfm.ie. Answer within five rings. Set your alarm and be listening to us on Friday afternoon. Kira's gone off to get married. Don't worry, the show will be in very, very safe hands, and Barry Dunn will still make that call at 3 p.m. on Friday. Text RED to 57557 and you're in the draw. I'm telling you, the Riz Lines. My God.
How's it going, girl? Do you work for NASA? Because you're a rocket.
Love it. With KC. Jonty, did that work? Did it work? Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Yeah, Michelle is on the line. Michelle, we're looking for your stories for Vodafone. Stories of connection.
Yeah.
Where were you and what happened?
I was in Dallas Airport. I was traveling to Las Vegas to meet my husband. And we were literally running through Dallas Airport and we were trying to go through security and the queues were so big. And I got talking to a lovely girl. She was actually from Paris and we were running to make our connecting flight.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out we were both going over to meet our husbands in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Both of them were working, they work with Quest Software, and she's from Paris and I'm from Cork, basically. And they were working on a conference in Las Vegas, so we said both of us would travel over to meet our husbands. Never met each other before, so we were running through the airport, we got talking anyway, and it turns out when we got on the plane, both of us were sitting on the same row of the seats. So we were chatting the whole way over, got to know each other. We were just chatting about meeting up over there. That night when we arrived, there was a party. When Quest finished their conference, they do a party for all employees.
Yeah.
So we got to go to that. So we were out all night. We were in the casinos having great fun. And then the next day we went off shopping, myself and herself, because the husbands had no interest. And since then, we've just been friends and we've met up. We were in, they had a conference again last year and we went, both of us, and we ended up meeting in LA last year, and then we met in Amsterdam then the end of last year as well.
Is this where I think it's going? You left the husbands and you've married her?
Basically, yeah, basically.
I love it.
That is so, so lovely. Nice.
That is such a good story, Michelle.
What's your French friend's name?
Her name is Margot and she's from Massy in Paris.
So you're in contact the whole time and you're still besties?
All the time. We literally Snapchat each other and she'd be sending me pictures of her cats because they have no kids, and I'd be sending her pictures back of my kids. And
bring her over to Cork and bring her to the Shandon Bells and go, now, how's that for an Eiffel Tower kid?
There you go.
Yeah, they said to be fair that they might come over at the end of this year.
Aww.
I love that.
I do too, Michelle. I was so moved by that story.
That is a connection and a half.
Yeah.
You've got a €200 one for all voucher thanks to our friends at Vodafone. That is amazing.
Thanks so much. I might even book a hotel for her and tell her to come over and I go with her instead.
Isn't that lovely?
Well done, Michelle.
Brilliant story. Thanks so much for waking up with us, alright?
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
I love that. That's the kind of Vodafone connections we're looking for. Got a story like that? Get in contact with us. We'll do that again tomorrow. Stand by. Mr. Prendivitt is on the way next in a couple of minutes' time, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day. Bye-bye.